Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Erin Andrews here for Pro Plan Sport, advanced nutrition for active dogs like ours. I love getting active with my golden retriever, Howie, and whether we're heading out on an epic hike or simply taking our daily run together, I count on him to keep up with me every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs. So wherever you and your dog's next adventure takes you, start it off right with the advanced nutrition of Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. There was a gentleman in the military that was off to the side during our pregame, and he had his two kids, and his son had a Dak jersey on. Dak stopped. He thanked the gentleman for his service. He took a picture with
Erin,
the kids.
I love that.
Like, it's just, I'm so grateful to be able to work with these guys, to watch their career, you know, with an awesome seat and be able to interview them. Calm Down with Erin and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Oh my God. Where are we going?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I have so many questions, comments, and concerns. Welcome, everybody, to the Calm Down podcast. Do not adjust the brightness on your screen if you're watching this. My face, it looks blue. This lighting in the hotel, whatever. The windows are tinted. I'm in Las Vegas. One of my favorite places, which, by the way, I've been here for 2 days. And Erin, you would be so proud of me. I have not played roulette once. I have not lost $1 yet on my gambling. Gamble responsibly. The crown is yours. But
are you okay?
You know, I know.
Are
exactly.
you okay?
Well, not by the looks of this lighting.
Stop.
I'm not okay. It looks like I did a lot of things. My nose is still running. We're fine. This is a big podcast, ladies and gentlemen. We have a lot to cover, starting with the conclusion of the regular season. Congratulations, my dear. It is over. You are on to the playoffs. You will be covering the Cowboys and the Packers. Hello, storylines. Mike McCarthy, Green Bay, the Cowboys. Are we going to get out of the first round? Are we not? I don't know. Are you excited?
I'm excited. I think all the matchups, honestly, and all like throughout the entire postseason are great. I mean, obviously, the one in Detroit is phenomenal. I'm so intrigued what's going to happen with that Miami-Kansas City game. There's just a lot. What are the Eagles okay? Are we all right? What's going on? Baker, maybe like there's so much happening. Nobody talked to me Saturday, Sunday, or Monday, you know?
Nope. Nobody talked to me any of those days, and we don't have a show this week, which I'm kind of bummed about.
That's so annoying.
I know, because it always depends on when the window is. But maybe
so
we'll have a show.
Oh, this was a stupid question.
What?
I was gonna be like, so we don't have game breaks? No, you asshole. Sorry.
No game breaks. Although I'll just text you some game breaks, or if you want me to. Regular season's over. We're excited for the postseason, all the things. I was very excited. Big night for me last night.
Whoa.
So I'm in Las Vegas for a deal with a couple different things. There's a big convention out here if anyone knows what CES is. Okay. But I had a dinner with Sweet Charles Woodson, who I work with, of course, on Sundays. But everyone knows, or if you don't know, he went to Michigan. We get it, went a Heisman. All the whole thing.
I feel like Michigan people let everybody know that they went to Michigan.
Michigan.
We got it.
Michigan. Oh God, uh-oh, you're in trouble. Michigan fans, go blue.
I love Michigan. I had a great time there. Dave Abloff, the head PR guy that was all with, you know, Harbaugh. I love Michigan. They're so great. They're so supportive of where. This is just the salty SEC girl, you know? It's just like.
That's fair.
I feel like you guys always win. You don't. I get that. I realize it's been a while. But the Harbaugh family on the field was adorable. His dad, Jack, who I've actually met, was so sweet. His little mom, come on.
Mom, who's got it better than us? Nobody. Yeah. So, so cute. But so Charles, we were at a dinner, and Charles being such a good team player. First of all, it's the national championship. He's clearly the fandom is there for his Wolverines, and he's sitting at this dinner, and I kept texting him, and I was like, are you losing your mind right now? Because there was no TVs.
What?
He's like sitting at this corporate dinner because it was like,
God, he must have been getting paid.
So I started laughing. I was like, he's like, you know, team guy, whatever. Anyway, so they bring an iPad over. And so he starts, not an iPad, it was like a tablet, whatever it was, and starts watching the game. They win. He starts singing Hail to the Victors, and it was adorable. But that's not even the headline. Congratulations, Michigan, on winning the national championship. But the headline is, I got to meet Bo Jackson last night. And
he's
I've
great.
Never met Bo Jackson. And we all, okay, anyone that knows me knows my favorite player of all time was Deion Sanders. Like, but Bo Jackson, I had the Bo Knows poster on my wall. So, you know, after a couple cocktails, I was like, here's my chance to ask him any question I've ever wanted to ask him. So I asked him what his walk-up song would have been had they had music back in the day. Of course, playing for the Kansas City Royals. He said anything Tupac. And I was like, wow. Okay. So Tupac would have been a walk-up song for him. And then I asked him about the story behind the Bo Knows poster, the shoulder pads with the baseball bat. I was like, how did this happen? Did you come up with the idea? Like, did Nike come up with the idea? He said Nike came up with the idea, but then there was all this drama with the photographer, and the photographer died, and then the son took over.
God.
And then he tried to like steal the likeness of the thing. And so then Bo had to assume it was a whole to-do. So this poster now has like even more meaning for me. Anyways, there's very few people that I get like a little like around, but I'm like, it's Bo Jackson. And he couldn't be nicer. Like, what a dream. But yeah, so that was like a check off on my little list, and also a reminder of how cool our jobs
are
sometimes when you get to meet the people who used to have like a poster on the wall. And then watching the national championship game highlights, because I didn't get to watch the whole game, and seeing Michael Jordan
and Derek Jeter
together in that freaking suite. And I was like, if I could be anywhere in the world right now, I would like to be right there in that suite. It was so cool to see them together.
Can I also tell you what I really love about Derek Jeter is that he just went. There's no pictures in that suite. Like, he's just there. Like, it's not like, oh,
adorable.
Anyways, I want to tell you this one Bo Jackson thing. I got to meet him at also an event. I got to interview him. It was like a Super Bowl thing. I had asked him, just dealing with the injury and knowing it was over and just how he was able to process. His mom was really sick. She had either just been diagnosed or she had passed. And he was like, honestly, that's real life shit, not what I was dealing with. It was so interesting. And I walked away just being like, God, this guy is such a badass. What could have been? But he's a really, really nice man.
Yeah, really, really sweet. And then we started talking about hunting because he's into hunting. I'm not into hunting. I can't do that. But I was reminded last night that I got to like share in the moment with Charles, but then also like have that Bo Jackson moment. And I was like, we have awesome jobs and really cool things that we get to do. So
can I brag about my job for 1 second?
Yeah, of
and
course.
Two guys that I know you have spent time with and feel the same. Just after our game in Washington, getting Dak and CD. And CD
so
was
cute.
Just so, I mean, of course, he should be with the season that he's had and obviously what he did in that game. But just so excited and so happy. And I just said, let me see your hat. And I said, oh, that's not bad. And he goes, anything with championship on it, I want. Whereas Dak was like, I'm not touching, almost like an NHL kind of vibe.
Yeah.
I don't want to touch it. I don't want it. I want bigger things. We say this a lot about certain athletes we cover. I'm very fortunate, and I know you are too, to have a really great and strong relationship with Dak. And my CD1 is obviously developing over the years, but I'm so proud of them. I'm so happy for them. They are just the good guys in the league. And we say this every single time we cover Dak on our crew. Just, he's so wonderful. He's so likable. There was a gentleman in the military that was off to the side during our pregame game, and he had his two kids, and one of his son had a Dak jersey on, but a Commander's scarf. And I walked over and I thanked this gentleman for his service. And then I said, "Wow, you're conflicted over there." And he goes, "We're huge Cowboy fans. We're dying right now, but we are friends with somebody on the Commanders." And I said, "Hold on a second." And I saw Dak running, and I just grabbed him and I said, "Please come say hi to this kid. This is pregame week 18. Dak stopped. He thanked the gentleman for his service. He took a picture with
Aaron,
the kids.
I love that.
Like, it's just, I'm so grateful to be able to work with these guys, to watch their career, you know, with an awesome seat and be able to interview them. Love those two. Happy for them.
That's really sweet. It's also really sweet of you to do that, because that kid will never, ever, ever forget that. And now I can only imagine, like, you know, yes, you and Jarrett, you know, have access to people and athletes that not a lot of other people do, but like, think about whoever Mac's favorite player is going to be, and like giving him the opportunity to meet that person or even talk to them or take a picture. Like, you never forget that.
No.
I was during the games over the weekend, Joe Davis was telling the story that they were on a call with Justin Jefferson, because they had the Minnesota game. And he said, "My 3-year-old came in the room," because Justin Jefferson is his favorite player. And he said, "Justin Jefferson lit up even bigger than my 3-year-old did, just because he was so excited that that was his favorite player." And he was echoing those same sentiments about how awesome it is to work in a sport like this, but with guys like this. And that's the part that I always, you know, have to remind myself. And when I watch some of these shows and people, and I get that they get paid to, like,
I agree,
analyze, but like, at some point I'm like, these are
humans.
Human beings.
These are their lives.
And like, when people are saying these things about Jalen, where it's like, "Oh, you know, he's a bust," and this and that, and I'm like, are you kidding me right now? Like, knock it off. Like, knock it off. Like, this whole society we live in, it's like, build people up to tear them back down, to build them back up. And it's like, even with Josh Allen and the Bills, and it's like, everyone's allowed to have their opinion, of course, but I just always take a step back and I'm like, it's fine to analyze like what happens on the field, but like, remember that these are still human beings. And I just,
families.
I don't know. I can't imagine if, like, well, yes, I can't imagine. We've had people tear us down. But anyways, back to the originally scheduled program. Just be nice.
Be nice.
You have opinion, but just remember how it comes across.
And on the other side of it, last one, Terry McLaurin, we had him come on. We were on a Zoom with him, and I texted you right after. And it's just like, this guy has played with so many quarterbacks. He continues to put the numbers up, have, you know, the success he's had, and just sit there and answer the questions and be the spokesperson for the team. And he's so lovely. And I said to him, and I know you'll love this, you know, everybody's like, "Thank you so much for your time. Like, we appreciate it." And he's like, "No problem." And I said, "Terry, when you get where you're going to go, whether it's Super Bowl weekend or when you first get your taste of the playoffs, you have to know everybody in the national media is going to be cheering for you." Like they were with Matthew. Like they were, you know, because it's like, he's one of the good guys and we just want him to win and get his due. And I want that for him so much.
Absolutely. I mean, it's not, I remember doing a sit down with him for NFL Films this past offseason.
Yeah.
And I can't remember now if it was 12, he's played with or caught a pass from 12 different or 13 different guys. And it's like, you know, at some point, but still to have the humility that he has, but as well as the like positive outlook. When that's, I mean, they rewarded him with a big contract because he's a leader, and, you know, that turnover now, Ron Rivera getting let go in Washington, be interested to see what happens there. Vrabel getting let go in Tennessee. It's like, you know, just this constant, I don't know, it keeps us interested and it's why we have jobs, but it's worth highlighting the good ones.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, sister. So in the pregame, which you guys are always great and send in questions, I had alluded to my Jennifer Lawrence love. So the Golden Globes happened on Monday. I didn't watch any of it because where was I? I don't know.
No, they were Sunday, right?
Sunday. Yeah, Sunday.
Because we got games to watch.
So we were doing that. But I have always loved Jennifer Lawrence.
You
and
have.
Working in, I was flying to Vegas. And yeah, there was the Bills Dolphins game on, which by the way, that's a whole other thing. We'll get to that later. Or maybe not. Anywho, stay on topic, Carissa. Jennifer Lawrence was always one of my favorite people to interview because she's just like the ultimate girl's girl. She doesn't take herself too seriously. And, you know, that moment that she fell up on stage while walking to receive her Oscar, like, just instantly endears her to anyone where it's like, here's the highest honor she can get. And it's like, she's like joking about being like tipsy and falling. So her on the red carpet talking about the Salt Lake Housewives. So I haven't seen this.
I'm halfway through.
Finale.
Oh,
you are?
Halfway through. Yeah. Not the last episode, but this season.
Okay. So fill me in. I knew the drama from what's the girl's name that got
Monica,
in trouble with.
But I don't know what. Oh, Jen. I don't know what's going on. And I'm not there yet. They're about to go on the trip, I guess, where everything goes down. I'm not there yet.
Oh, okay. So I knew the girl that got arrested, though, she's not on the show anymore, right, Jen?
No, Jen's gone. She's, she's
in
away.
In jail?
Okay. Yes. But apparently it was a whopper.
Wild. Okay. So I need to watch that. And then Jennifer Lawrence also looked stunning. We were talking
about, is
that hair real? Is it not real? It looked real. I mean, it was glistening. But also, I noticed this natural makeup situation.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous. Kylie Jenner also didn't look like she had a lot of makeup on. The no makeup makeup
she looked
look.
Really, really pretty.
Really
She's
pretty.
Looking great.
I know. And that's where it's like, I can't do the no makeup makeup thing. It's not
yes,
really,
you can,
no,
Carissa.
I can't. Where it's like, I need to, I mean, look at these eyebrows. But I need to figure out how that, like, you're like effortlessly just like doing it. I don't know. I was into it.
Because it's really makeup. Like, it's the makeup makeup.
Like, when you see makeup artists, they're like, this is how you get the look. And it's 75 different things. And you're like, what? Yeah. How are we doing that? But yeah, she was a highlight for me. I just love that woman. She doesn't care.
Yeah, she's great.
Herself.
She's hilarious. Like, I would love, I'll say this honestly, to have her behavior, her attitude. And I feel like we are close to that and not hear from other people. Like, shut up. We're allowed to be ourselves, you know?
There was someone yesterday that was like, I like that you're just, you know, authentic. And I was like, oh, do you? Good. Well, I'm glad you like that. Yeah, no, it is a fine line with being yourself. But then also the problem is that we have employers. You know what I mean? Like, there comes a point where I think like the most free people are the people that already have the money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But okay, we also talked in the pregame about Little Macaroon teething. So if anyone out there didn't hear the pregame
and hear my invitation,
Aaron needs some tips on teething. Are we putting the things like in the freezer?
Things are in the freezer. Oh, I don't think you know this. We started. Oh, yeah. I sent you the video. Oatmeal, avocado. Yeah,
You told me that he was on to solids, and that makes me very sad that he's already growing up. He's 15 years old in these outfits that you send. He looks so freaking cute.
They have this cool little, it looks like a lot, like almost like a ring pop, but the, what would be like the ring is a kind of like a spongy, meshy kind of thing that you put the avocado in and you freeze it. Okay. So he's like sucking on it and helping his, you know, gums and then making these weird moaning noises while he's doing it. And I'm like, as long as you're not crying, but yeah, it's wow. It's hard, man. I think I had told you this, talking to Charlotte Jones about being a mom and feeling guilty God. And all this stuff.
Yeah.
And she just
Love
had
her.
great advice about it. And then actually week 18, she was on the field with her son. And I said, oh, is this your son you were telling me about? You had so much guilt about. And she goes, yes. And now he calls me every single day. So it was very sweet. But yeah, no, I feel guilty because I get home and I see him and I'm like, hey, what's up? And he's just like, and I might throw him back to the nanny. All right, see you later.
No, you're doing great. I texted you the other day because I was thinking about you just like walking through the airport where I feel like
Schlepping.
I'm at the end of, you know, the end of the line here. And we are so grateful. Like, I hate that I even have to do a disclaimer. I'm not complaining. We love our jobs. We blah, blah, blah. But you just get to a point where you're like, all right, like we're running the marathon and we're on mile 24. Yeah. And it, like, anyways, but
it's
I was like,
job,
I don't even have a child at home. Like that's another, like this is your first season of having a human and balancing that. And you've been very honest and transparent as you always are with like that process. So I'm just proud of you because that's a whole other thing, girlfriend. Okay. So another thing that I wanted to just vent about because this is a safe space and our podcast or our Calm Down family. I feel like this will induce some feedback from our listeners and viewers. Anyone else get really annoyed when people, because we live in the era of people always have their phones and emails and this and that. If you don't respond back to an email within 5 freaking seconds, I get another one just bumping this up to the top of your inbox. Friendly reminder, just circling back. Hey, why don't you circle around somewhere else? Because you sent the email 5 minutes ago. I don't have to answer this. I am going to put people on a 24-hour response probation. You're not getting a response from me for at least 24 hours. And you know what I don't need? I don't need you going, hello, on a text message when I don't respond to you. Goodbye is the response that I want to give you after that. This idea that we have to immediately respond to anything, unless it has to do with the health of your child or my dogs or anything, I'm not responding back immediately. And don't say it's a friendly reminder because it doesn't sound friendly at all. So knock it off. That's my rant for the week. Nudging ya.
I hate, this is terrible. The old, here, I'll read it. I just got a text that sounds like this. Hey, let me know when you have time today or tomorrow. I have no time. I have no time. There's no time. You know what was another one? I talked to one of our bosses about this when people reached out over the holidays and was like, are you working? Are you insane?
Do you know what I do for? Yeah, exactly. Let me remind you how this is going.
Am I working? Oh, I just didn't think you'd work over the holidays. Huh?
Wake up, America. Yeah. No, I just, that's the stuff where I'm like, oh my God. I know it's dumb shit to complain about, but like, knock it off with the friendly reminders.
This is a friendly reminder. I'm getting a real kick out of, you heard me, some of these entertainment magazines, tabloids, whatever I follow. And things always go back to Travis and Taylor when they were like, Travis will not be going to the Golden Globes.
Oh,
here's
God.
Why Travis Kelce will not be playing week 18 with open eyes. Hey, guys, so this is called football. Travis doesn't have to play week 18. And here's why. And here's also why he won't be going to the Golden Globes. He has a thing called a job, okay? And they're playing. I get the biggest kick. And it takes everything out of me just not to be like, whoa, okay, hold the phone.
To your point, everything does come back to them because we love them, but not even just them. the Jennifer Anistons of the world who has been, you know, look, oh, I feel so bad for them. We don't feel bad for them. That's not my point. But I cannot imagine her strolling through the grocery store and seeing yet another headline about her on the front of
alone and not pregnant. Alone,
exactly. Like, here we go again. It's like, my God, this poor girl. Or like, you know, Travis and Taylor engaged, question mark. You're like, give it a minute, everyone. I can't imagine if I were those people.
I want them engaged. I don't care.
Well, I do want them engaged. But you know what I'm saying? Where it's like, or the whole thing of like when it was her birthday and like getting a ring, like he bought, whatever it is. I'm just like, this is why I can't work in entertainment full time anymore, because
yeah, it's a lot.
I would just look at Mario at some points and be like, I can't read. This is a joke, right? Like, I can't actually pretend that I care about this. And he's like, yeah, I get it. But I'm like, no, it takes a certain person to have that like thing. Yeah. And that was not me. Clearly.
I do get a kick out of some people. And I've been around certain people that really believe what is, you know, on these shows and what the clickbait, the headlines, or, you know, in front of the magazines is Bible, is like unreal. I was at a dinner. It was an older woman. I'm older. And she just said something like, she's never been happier. Taylor's never been happy. I was like, did you talk to her?
Right? Where you're like, wait a minute. I love how people know.
And then I was like, she was talking about something, the poor fan that passed away at her concert. And she said, she is just beside herself. And I was like, do you have a dress? No, but he said it. And I was like, well, there you go. But it is funny.
Oh, yeah. I can't do that
anymore.
It's all
too good.
It's too good. All too good.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so what else is happening? So when do you, have a busy week. You're going to head to Dallas earlier this week than normal.
I'm going to head to Dallas on Thursday. I'm going to sit down with cutie CeeDee Lamb. He may or may not have had a big year. I'm excited to talk to him. That'll be great. And then big night in the D. I'll be looking for our houses. You, me, and somebody else who wants to move there.
I have a conundrum.
I
have a real problem. So I want to move to Dallas.
Okay. I thought we were going to.
No, we are. But I'm going to need a moment. There's very few things in my There's very few things in my life that I will brag about, but it happened again, Erin. I got Delta 360.
Woo! I don't know how, and I'm sorry. I think it's wrong.
Delta 360.
You haven't even been on Delta.
Delta 360. I got Delta. Well, sounds like you're bitter.
I am. Stop being bitter. Be better. I travel more than anyone.
I got Delta 360 again. I think because like I'm so passionate about them and Ed Bastian like knows that. So my conundrum is I can't move to Dallas because that's an American hub. And my loyalty to Delta.
Fly to love. Love flight is Delta.
Oh, thank God. Well, then fine. Yeah. I can move to Dallas because with my
It'll be closer to where we live, too.
Oh, my God. Well, I love this. This is great. Crisis averted because I was... These are the things when I don't... When you don't have a child, the things that keep you up at night are, I can't move to Dallas because it's American and I need to stay on Delta. Yeah.
Oh, no. I slept on a... Here, wait for it. People will call me, you know, just stuck up or whatever, on a non-lay flat. On American because I want the loyalty points, but I gotta call American actually. I forgot her name. She is adorable. She listens to Calm Down all the time. She's with American. I want to ask. I got enough loyalty points for the full year of the membership, but it's not letting me click on.
Oh,
I think her name is Elise.
Elise.
I have a question.
A new.
Why can't I get the full membership? I have enough. I have over 400,000 loyalty points.
I don't know, but
on the year.
But this thing.
Not to brag.
Well, no. I mean, I'm bragging about 360. And Peter Schrager, who flies every week as well, it was like, I didn't even know about 360. But then I got upstaged by Charles Woodson. He's not only a Delta 360, he's a million miler. And on his little screen, it says 360 and million mile. And I was like, I've got work to do.
I'm a million miler on Delta. Well, like, I'll tell you what I have right now.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now.
I'm a million miler on American.
You need to say goodbye to Elise because your loyalty can't be to both places, okay? You got to choose. And these are the hard decisions you're going to have to make in life. I know. But since you work a Dallas game every other day, it looks like you're going to have to start flying out of love, sister. Okay?
In the words of Max Stoll,
It's a game changer, though, when you travel enough. But the loyalty program is so crazy. Steve got on a flight the other day because he was like a certain number away from getting the next like level. He flew to Dallas. To just get it. And then Jillian was telling me about a friend of hers that had to fly to Bali. Fly to Bali to get the mileage. Like, it's highly competitive out there.
It is.
The skies are crazy. The skies are crazy. That Alaska flight. Oh, my God. Thank God they were okay. Seriously.
Yes.
Like, when I saw that, I was like, how? By the grace of God, how was no one? I don't wear my seatbelt ever on an airplane, which maybe that's.
But you have to.
But after seeing that, I was like, I don't want to ever take my seatbelt off.
I know. And here's another thing. Bob Jason, there's a reason for that. He's the one that flies. He's from Seattle. If we have a game in San Fran, he'll fly to New York, then to San Fran just to get the miles. But he was saying, we were talking because he flies Alaska because of obviously Seattle. He was saying you need to start wearing your seatbelt because if you hit like some sort of wind situation or a jet stream, or I don't even know if that's accurate. If you drop, you could hit your head. Holds you in the seat. You got to put your seatbelt on.
I'm going to be better about that. I can't. I'm not going to tell you I'm going to do it all the time. I'm not. You know, it's like how many
Think
days
smashing your head?
They say to concussion protocol. I was just beside myself when I saw that situation of
pants.
That door fly off. And I was like, oh, my God.
Hey, I had a disruptive passenger on my plane. And you know what? Shout out to American Airlines and the pilot and the flight attendant. This was the words that came out of her mouth. I have zero tolerance right now.
Good.
Awesome.
Good for you.
Get off.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've said
this woman ran. She went down the jetway. She didn't care. They were like, ma'am, you can only have two bags. She had three. She bypassed the gate agent. She ran down the jetway and then she ran down the aisle. Tom Rinaldi said out loud, where did she think she was going or getting the fugitive,
not the getaway car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is the thing that kills me. The entitlement of people. And look, I get it. Okay. I'm not going to pretend that I've never done anything in my life that thinks that the rules don't apply to me. Okay. Do I speed every now and then? Sure, I do. Okay. Whatever. I'm not like a rule. Like I follow every rule. But what gets me is this idea that you're above the like requirements. So why do you get to bring three bags? So what part did you miss about this? Like everyone else is following along and following the rules. And it's like, then you got to have that one person. It's like, it's just as simple as what. So justify or tell me why the rules don't apply to you. I would love to hear why you think that you're special. It just gets me. So now you're making it harder for everyone else. And to your point about the poor flight attendant or steward or whoever.
They're
just doing their job, man. I give it to them. I'm like, and you've said it before, and I love this. Like, they're not
people
your waitress
like in the sky.
They're not there. They're there for your safety, number one. And then second to that is, and I get, like, when you pay a premium and you sit in first class, there is certain treatment that you should get because you're paying more money. Like, I love when a flight attendant asks me, would you like a drink before we take off? Like, that's a perk of being in first class. Like, that's fine. But, like, if that's not an option, you don't need to get mad at these people. Like, they're just trying to do their jobs. I don't know. People are crazy.
I feel like when you say please or thank you to a flight attendant, their face lights up because most people treat them like dog shit. I've sat next to passengers all the time that are like, have a Coke. Say please.
And not only that, there's times where like they'll write a handwritten note or like a cute little chocolate.
Yeah.
And then I'll see someone go like this and just put it. And I'm like, okay, so
I always take it with me.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, so wait, if I, that poor flight attendant who took the time to write that, which first of all, handwritten notes on any, in any capacity is incredible. And now she's going to have to clean up the note that she just took the time or he just wrote the time to write. Knock it off. Delta 360 forever.
An American. Come on, Elise.
Proud to be an American.
Oh, by the way, we have a follow-up to, remember last week I didn't really understand the text that I sent to you guys.
Yeah.
Yes, I was drinking. That is accurate. I remembered exactly what was happening. We were at a lovely dinner and our friend was talking about his wife, trying to pull it up. And he was just saying what an amazing person she is. They run a business together. Jeremy Clark, he works for the Los Angeles Kings. He's adorable. Okay. He was talking about his wife, Jen, and I was like, you love your wife so much. Like, you just, the way you talk about her, he goes, I do. I do. He goes, I just have a mature recognition for the person it, like, that's in my house and in my life and helping me run my business.
Come on.
And I said, I am writing that line down and talking about it on the podcast.
That's so sweet.
I have a mature recognition for the person in my house, the person helping me run my business and my life. I can't. Jeremy Clark, you're shaping lives.
You should do a TED Talk on, you know, like we have great men in our lives. We are very lucky. But I said to Steve the other day, because he opened my door, I said, how about you do that every time? Like, wouldn't that be sweet if like every single time you got in the car, like that your husband opened the door for you? I don't know. It doesn't take much. Now I need to start thinking of some sweet things too. I'm pretty good about leaving notes.
Your husband is so nice and thoughtful.
Yeah, but he's not perfect. I mean, like, Steve can work on a few things. I mean, we all can. I need to recognize the mature recognition of the person that's in my house. Yeah, but I think that's so sweet.
I really love that.
I really love when you hear men or women just, like, adore. Like, they just adore their human. All right, I'm going to start adoring you, Steve. I'll try. I adore me more. Remember that song? Was that Color Me Bad? Anyways, we're all out of time. Color Me Bad in the lighting in this room. Las Vegas, it's been real. Aaron, crush it this week. And we will recap all things first round wildcard weekend next week on the podcast. And yeah, for the pregame, I have one last thing I want to say and then I'll lock it up. Send us in any stories that you have on the circling back, because I get fired up on these things. And like, what's a good rebuttal? What's a good response? And then also any flight attendants or anybody that needs recognition in the airways, let us know, because I'd like to highlight them because they are
drinks. There's a lot of flight attendants that listen to Calm Down. Sorry to cut you off, but they love us. Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.